It's Marketplace Tech for September 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, Samsung is releasing a new smartwatch called the Gear S2. Not all of us may be wearing a smartwatch yet, but lots of companies think wearable technology is at the brink of something big. Market intelligence company IDC predicts this year alone we'll see the wearable market grow 170%. Other estimates suggest wearables could be a $50 billion a year industry within 5 years. The question is whether Samsung can get a piece of that $50 billion pie. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
There is lots to like about Samsung's new watch, says analyst Ramon Lamas of IDC, but the big glaring flaw is this.
It runs on a platform called Tizen.
Tai what, you may be asking? It's Samsung's own operating system, not the more popular Android platform.
It's not a platform that droves and droves of developers are driving towards.
That's important because developers make apps, and apps make things like smartwatches useful and popular. That's helped the Apple Watch, says James McQuivy of Forrester Research.
We're seeing Apple Watch benefit from the attention given to it by Starwood Hotels, Foursquare, who are trying to make the watch basically a substitute phone.
Globally, Apple has sold an estimated 3.5 million watches so far. That's a failed smartphone, but pretty good for a wearable device. Ramon Lamas says we're paying attention to smartwatches. We're just not sold yet.
What a lot of people are asking is, well, what else can I do with them?
Lamas says as more developers build apps, we'll start to get some answers and more users. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
When it comes to user experience, the leg up that Amazon and Netflix have had on video streaming company Hulu in recent years can be defined in a word: ads. Even their $8 a month service, Hulu Plus, has had advertisements in it. The company changed that this week, though. If you pay $12 a month, you can now forget about those ads. The first season of the HBO comedy Silicon Valley ends with a stressful scene in which a startup's CEO locks himself in a room while trying to solve a problem.
Guys, Richard's been locked in here for almost 2 hours. Do we think he's okay?
You don't think he...
He did seem pretty bummed out.
The problem Pied Piper's founder Richard was locked up trying to solve was about video compression. And while he and his team eventually get some release with an unorthodox solution on the show, getting users the media they want is a growing challenge in the real world, too. Well, this week, a group of big tech companies announced a pretty unique alliance to try and solve this, or at least offer an alternative to the status quo. Since it's rare for Netflix, Google, Microsoft, Mozilla, and Intel to all be working together, we figured we'd try and get some information on this with help from our friend Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, nice to have you on.
Hi, Ben. Great to talk to you.
So I think of .mpeg, .mp3. I think of all these things as like annoying file naming procedures, but really they're actual proprietary technologies.
That's right. They're compression technologies. And that basically means those are the technologies that are used to take all the media that you listen to or see, video, music, and crunch it down so that it will fit across the internet.
So this new sort of alliance, shall we say, between these technology companies that usually we think of as being pretty bitter competitors, they are trying to create a sort of new standard when it comes to compression technology?
That's right. We've got Amazon, Cisco, Google, Intel, Microsoft, Mozilla, Netflix coming together so that all of the huge media files that we as consumers are going to want to consume over the next 5 years will arrive on our devices looking great and without a lot of buffering, especially when we start to think about things like 360 virtual reality video that has even more data.
There are a few notable absentees on this list, at least in my mind, Apple being one of them that jumps out immediately.
Yeah, Apple's not part of this list. The alliance says that it expects more big name partners coming on soon. And it seems like for this initiative to be successful, it would be very important for Apple, which also makes hardware, to be on board. This initiative is also competing with a pretty big organization called the MPEG Group, the Moving Picture Experts Group.
Oh, yes.
That really has been setting these compression standards for quite some time. So we're actually looking at kind of a horse race here for compression standards. The Alliance for Open Media is saying that the best way to do this is, this is going to get jargony, royalty-free video codec specification and open source implementation. Basically, what that means is they're going to try to get together and solve these problems and then not charge for them. Unlike the MPEG group, which sometimes has wanted to charge a tiny bit off the top for using their compression standards.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, always nice to have you.
Thanks, Ben.
Today, an important part of our e-commerce world turns 20 years old. eBay started in 1995 while dial-up was still the norm and the stuff being sold was probably Cal Ripken rookie cards. Over the years, eBay has gone through a lot of changes. It's split away from the economic engine that powered it, PayPal, and been in many ways eclipsed by the likes of Amazon and Alibaba. But to recognize the company's role in our recent internet history, we've put something up there. You can bid on it. It's a special branded marketplace tech pillow. Bidding starts at one good old American dollar. We posted a link at facebook.com/marketplacetech. See if you can outbid my mom. Proceeds will go towards our massive marketplace tech war chest. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.